China will encourage foreign investors to enter its financial leasing, auto finance, consumer finance, and other sectors before the end of this year. Central Bank Governor Yi Gang says the opening policies in the following couple of areas will be implemented in the coming months. He says first, foreign equity restrictions on banks and financial asset management firms will be cancelled, with equal treatment for domestic and foreign-funded institutions. Foreign banks will also be allowed to set up branches and subsidiaries in the country. The governor adds that foreign businesses will be allowed to own up to 51% of shares in securities, funds, futures, and life insurance joint ventures, and the cap will be phased out over 3 years. Yi Gang notes that securities joint ventures will not be required to have at least one securities firm among its domestic shareholders. He says daily quotas for the stock next scheme between the mainland and Hong Kong will be quadrupled starting from May the 1st. Besides, qualified foreign investors will be allowed to operate as insurance agents and appraisers in the country. China Central Bank also announces foreign-funded insurance brokers will have the same business scope as their Chinese counterparts do. The central bank governor says the opening up of the financial sector should go together with a reform in exchange rate formation and the process of advancing capital account convertibility. Yi Gang adds that China is well-grounded to keep its prudent monetary policy and fully prepared for the monetary policy normalization in other major economies. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.